The local leaders, meaning the commissioner's court, wanted to pass a road bond measure that provided for roadway improvements throughout Montgomery County. They had tried to do so during the previous election cycle with a ballot measure, a bond measure dedicated to road construction, and it had failed. It had met with opposition by several local Tea Party activist groups, and so they were successful in defeating the road bond measures in May of 2015. So as a result, some members of the county commissioner's court were motivated to craft a road bond measure that would not draw objections from these local activists. So what they decided to do was to engage the local activists and get their feedback in putting together a bond measure that would be palatable to the anti-tax crowd. So that's what kind of started this endeavor. So the county judge and two commissioners, for those of you keeping track, that's three out of the five member body. So that constitutes the quorum of a governmental body. The county judge and two commissioners worked with two of them shared a local political consultant. So they worked through their local political consultant and they negotiated the parameters of a new road bond measure with local Tea Party activists. So they engaged in this rather robust discussion. Lots of emails were exchanged. Project lists were solicited or created by various members of the commissioner's court. There were resolutions that were drafted and exchanged with the members of the different Tea Party groups. So all the various stakeholders were basically saying, what if we did this kind of bond measure and the Tea Party folks were going back to their members and saying, well, we don't like that. And so there was a lot of back and forth. And they ultimately came to agreement on the parameters of what a road bond measure looks like in November, would look like on the November 2015 ballot. So then they crafted a memorandum of understanding. It was prepared and it memorialized the terms of the agreement, including the contents of the bond proposal and an agreement that the activists would support the measure and even envision subsequent ballot measures in the later election cycle. And they circulated this for signature among the different parties. So take a moment and think about that third bullet point. They actually put this in writing. They had these negotiations among a quorum of the commissioner's court and members of the public, and then they put it all in writing and signed a contract. It has been 5 years since this happened, and this still flummoxes me. And I don't know how things would be different if they hadn't had the audacity to memorialize their writing, to memorialize their deal in writing. So it's a head scratcher. Every time I think of this, one of my favorite quotes by a British philosopher named David St. Hubbins, who said, there's a fine line between stupid and clever. And that, I think that sums that up. And if you're not familiar with David St. Hubbins, you should go Google him. He's a wise man. All right. So at the time, this is what the law looked like. It was Government Code 551.143, and it was called Conspiracy to Circumvent Chapter. And it made it an offense for a member of a governmental body to knowingly conspire to circumvent this chapter by meeting in numbers less than a quorum for the purpose of secret deliberations in violation of this chapter. That's the statutory language. The offense was a misdemeanor punishable by a $500 fine and 6 months in county jail. Okay, so remember, that was August of 2015. The deal got done. It got put on the ballot for November 15. There was an election. Now we're going to fast forward to June of 2016. Now, 2016 to me still seems like a lifetime ago. It was a time when the misdeeds of boneheaded politicians only served to hurt the careers of the boneheaded politicians and not, you know, the general population. So that was nice. This is what the indictment read. So in 2016, the Montgomery County judge, Craig Doyle, and that's the in your written materials, I have the Court of Criminal Appeals opinion, and it's his case, Doyle's case, was the one that went forward and went to the Court of Criminal Appeals. So that's how it's referred to in the written materials. But Judge Doyle and two county commissioners, so three members of the county commissioner's court, were indicted for conspiracy to circumvent the Open Meetings Act. And the language that was used in the indictment alleged that Judge Doyle had violated the law by engaging in a verbal exchange concerning an issue within the jurisdiction of the Montgomery County Commissioner's Court, namely the contents of the potential structure of a November 2015 Montgomery County road bond. Also worth noting is that the political consultant who sort of was the go-between, the intermediary between the public officials and the Tea Party activists, he was also indicted on as a party under the law of parties in the penal code. He was indicted as a party to the conspiracy.